Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we will be featuring lesser-known Motown artists. This half hour, we'll hear from the Velvettes, David Ruffin, older brother Jimmy Ruffin, the Originals, Brenda Holiday, the Contours, and Tom Clay. All coming up during the next half hour as we feature lesser-known Motown artists.
And so sweet, but now it's you are leaving me, and to say that the love and all that we knew had just drifted away. And I look in your eyes and I couldn't bear the pain I felt inside of my heart to think that I'm gonna be lonely again. And if ever you go, then I know at a glance that I don't stand a chance. Hold on to my love, I'm nothing, and I can't get along without you. You're the light of my life, there's no living without you.
It's so hard to believe that you're going away could make me feel so down, 'cause I know this moment on, I won't have you around. And if ever you go, then I know at a glance that I won't stand a chance. So hold on to my love, I'm nothing, and I can't get along without you. You're the light of my life, there's no living without your love. Oh, baby,
Motown memory from Jimmy Ruffin, Hold On To My Love, and they reached number 10 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1980 on the RSO record label. He was the older brother of David Ruffin, who we heard from before him, and we heard My Whole World Ended The Moment You Left Me, reaching number 9 from 1969. David had 8 charting songs on the Motown record label. And we started with the Motown memory's favorite artist, the Velvettes. He Was Really Saying Something, number 64 from 1965, and the Velvettes had 6 charting songs on the Motown record label. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring lesser-known Motown artists. Well, coming up, a great song that didn't get a lot of popularity on the charts, except for the disco chart, where it reached number 1 for 1 week in 1976. Coming up, the Originals' Down to Love Town. Well, the Originals were often called Motown's best-kept secret. They were a successful Motown rhythm, blues, and soul group during the late 60s and early 70s, and they were most notable for their hits Baby I'm For Real, The Bells, and the disco classic coming up called Down to Love Town. They were formed in 1966, and the group originally consisted of bass singer Freddie Gorman, baritone and the group's founder Walter Gaines, and tenors C.P. Sensor and Hank Dixon. They had all previously sung in other Detroit groups, where C.P. Spencer having been an original member of the Spinners. Well, Freddie Gorman was a member of the Holland, Dozier and Holland production and writing team, and he was one of the co-writers of Motown's first number one pop hit, Please Mr. Postman, because he was a mailman. Here are the Originals, Down to Love Town, right here on Motown.
Hey, you in the mirror. I just realized I'm
You're listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Brenda Holloway with the Spinners song, I'll Always Love You, and her version of the song reached number 60 on the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1964. Brenda had 6 charting 45s on the Motown record label. And we start with the originals, Down to Lovetown, number 47 from 1976, number 1 on the disco charts, and the originals had 5 charting 45s. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring lesser-known Motown artists. Well, coming up, the Contours and Can You Do It, right here on Motown.
1964, and we gon' dance some more. You gotta keep up with the times if you wanna be mine. So if you can do it, let me know.
That's right. I don't know what segregation is.
What is bigotry?
I don't know what bigotry is.
What does hatred mean?
I don't know what it is.
What is prejudice?
I think it's when somebody's sick.
Anybody see my old friend John? Can you tell me when he's gone?
We're at the trademark. The motorcade is coming by here. I can see many, many motorcycles coming by now. Police motorcycles. Just heard a call on the radio for all units along Industrial to pick up the motorcade. Something has happened here. We understand there has been a shooting. The presidential car coming up now. We know it's the presidential car. You can see Mrs. Kennedy's pink suit. There's a Secret Service man, spread eagle, over the top of the car. We understand Governor and Mrs. Connolly are in the car with President and Mrs. Kennedy. We can't see who has been hit, if anybody's been hit, but apparently something is wrong here. Something is terribly wrong. I'm in behind the motorcade, trying to follow them. It looks as though they're going to Parkland Hospital.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin. Dallas, Texas. The Flash, apparently official. President John F. Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Anybody here see my old friend Martin? Can you tell me where he's gone?
That should call days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live.
No one can be certain who next will suffer from some senseless act of bloodshed.
Anybody here see my old friend Bobby? Can you tell me where he's gone?
Mayor Yorty has just sent me a message that we've been here too long already. My thanks to all of you, and now it's on to Chicago, and let's win there.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible?
Oh, my God. Senator Kennedy has been shot. Rafer Johnson has a hold of a man who apparently has fired the shot. Get the gun. Stay away from the gun. His hand is frozen. Take a hold of his thumb and break it if you have to. Get his thumb. All right. That's it, Rafer. Get it. Get the gun, Rafer. Hold him. We don't want another Oswald.
Like it or not, we live in times of danger and uncertainty. That is the way he lived. That is what he leaves us. My brother need not be idealized or enlarged in death beyond what he was in life. To be remembered simply as a good and decent man who saw wrong and tried to right it, saw suffering and tried to heal it, saw war and tried to stop it. Those of us who loved him and who take him to his rest today pray that what he was to us, what he wished for others, will someday come to pass for all the world. As he said many times, in many parts of this nation, those he touched and who sought to touch him. Some men see things as they are and say why. I dream things that never were and say why not.
Segregation is?
What is bigotry?
I don't know what bigotry is.
What does hatred mean?
I don't know what it is.
What is prejudice?
I think it's when somebody's sick.
Tom Clay with a very powerful song, and it was a medley of What the World Needs Now is Love and Abraham Martin and John. And that reached number 8 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1971. The group called the Blackberries did the backup vocals, and Tom Clay was a DJ at the time on Los Angeles radio station KGBS. And we started with the Contours and Can You Do It, number 41 from 1964. They had 9 charting 45s, and Do You Love Me, which was their classic and the only top 40 song charted twice, reached top 10 in 1962 and reached number 11 in 1988. Well, this half hour, we'll feature lesser-known Motown artists. Coming up after the break, more lesser-known Motown artists, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.